Beautiful day out. Just glad to be back playing football. Looking forward to getting better each and every day.
How do you feel you did first day?
I think I did pretty good, you know, from a mental and physical standpoint. And, you know, the guys came out today. The wide receivers did a great job of just, you know, executing the plays and running great routes and catching the football. Running backs did a great job also contributing in the passing game and also in the run game. Then offensive line made it all happen.
What's it been like just trying to kind of absorb everything that they're throwing at you right away and just getting to know the playbook a little bit, getting to know your coaches on a little more closer level?
It's pretty cool actually, because you know, you get to further your knowledge of the game of football, and you know, this group of coaches that we have here are some of the best in the league. So I just look forward to continue to learn from these guys.
Did he coach a lot at you right now, or how are you, is it kind of a gradual process, or what's it been like?
Not at all. You know, each day, you know, me being a student of the game, just wanting to get better each and every day. You know, I'm always eager to learn. So each day, you know, we're just eager to learn.
City Coach Zimmer mentioned that you got some time working after practice with the veteran quarterbacks. What kind of stuff were you able to do with those guys?
Just trying to catch up, you know, get up to speed. You know, Matt and Christian, those guys have been here for a while now, and you know, those guys have taken me under their wing and just been teaching me, you know, whether it's from the field standpoint or from the film standpoint, you know, just trying to catch me up to speed.
You're number 32, of course, drafted, but in the jersey sales, number 4. That surprise you at all, or are you just a popular guy and you knew you'd be up there, or what?
Well, you know, it's just a dream come true, you know, to just be in the National Football League. And, hey, if you think about it, you know, my mom bought a jersey, so she's, you know, single-handedly, you know, contributing to that.
Was there a moment, like, over the last week where you put the helmet on for the first time or whatever it is where it kind of hit you that you're a professional football player now?
Not at all. I think it hit me as soon as I arrived here. You know, just being around a group of guys in that locker room and seeing how serious they take their craft, you know, it stands out to you and it sends a message to the whole team.
Have you put a timetable on yourself as to how quickly you want to catch? I mean, obviously you want to do it fast, but have you set yourself a timetable as getting up to speed when you're thinking that you'll be on an even par with Matt or Christian?
Not at all. You know, right now I'm just eager to get better each and every day. And just continue to just learn from those guys, learn from the coaching staff, and continue to elevate my game.
Is your attitude more of, hey, I'm going to go out and win the starting job, definitely? Or are you more of, hey, I got to pay my dues, all that? What's your attitude regarding that, the starting job?
Well, my attitude is really to just get better each and every day and try to make the guys in the room that I'm in better players also. And just the guys on the team better guys. So, you know, I'm always willing and eager to get better each and every day.
What's the challenge that comes with trying to get on the scene? Single some of those receivers that you never really played with as far as your anticipation and other things, timing, routes?
There isn't really a challenge. You know, if you just put the time in and, you're in the National Football League, now you have nothing but free time. So, you know, just putting the extra work in with those guys, pulling them aside, you know, after a meeting or after lifting weights, going through a simple walkthrough, you know, timing up with those guys, you know, that's what it takes, just going the extra mile.
Today, Antonio Richardson said you guys have been friends for a while since playing high school All-American game. What do you remember about him? What's it like being out here with him?
You know, it's a great feeling being able to, you know, continue to play with someone that you played in the Army All-American game with. You know, he's a special guy. And he's someone who's always eager to get better also. I remember back in the Army All-American game, I used to call him Big Man. And, you know, that hasn't changed. You know, he's still pretty big, as you can see. So, you know, he's just someone who's eager to get better and just always willing to learn.
You keep track of him over the past few years, surprised he went undrafted?
You know, I haven't really been able to keep track of anyone. You know, I've just, you know, I'm glad to be a teammate with him now and, you know, just look forward to continue to get better.
You had said on the Dan Patrick show earlier this week that you didn't want to get drafted by Cleveland. That caused a little bit of commotion. Were you surprised that that caused some commotion and there were some headlines there, or are you just being honest with it, or how would you regard that?
You know, I was just comfortable with the Minnesota Vikings and, you know, comfortable with the relationship that I had established with Rick and the Turners. And just, you know, ever since I've been here, you know, it's lived up to expectations. And, you know, it's really gotten even better. You know, it's beyond expectations. And, you know, I'm just eager to get better. You know, those group of guys in that locker room, you know, they take their job serious. And, you know, honestly, I just like to put the pre-draft stuff behind and just try to be the best Viking that I can be.
What do you remember from Shamar Stephan doing a couple times that you guys faced?
I just remember him always being the biggest guy on the field. And I remember we were playing him on a Friday night this past season. We tried to run a wham play, and he blew up the entire play. So I just remember that stood out.
I think he'd have a seventh rounder. I mean,
You know, he's just someone who's big, physical, and tenacious. He has a tenacious attitude. And he's just someone, you know, as time goes on, will continue to get better.
You seem like you're all business, and I'm sure you're immersed yourself in the playbook and stuff when you get home. But have you got to relax at all or check out the city a little bit?
I was able to go to a hockey game my first night here. So that was pretty cool, my first ever hockey game. And the Wild actually won that night. So it was a great feeling. And, you know, just being able to be out in the city, you know, on that first night that I was here, was just a great feeling. Just being able to, you know, be out with a teammate, actually, Cordell Patterson, he was out. You know, he showed me a good time that night. And, you know, when the night was over, we continued to just get better. You know, I went back to the hotel. He introduced me to the playbook. So he's a special guy also. You know, not too many guys will take you under their wing when you're a young guy, but he did. He went the extra mile. You know, he just told me, hey, you know, we're going to make sure you're ready once Monday comes. So, you know, it was a great feeling.
What kind of things were the fans saying to you when you went to the hockey game?
It was just, you know, a loud cheer. You know, everyone was happy to see me. And I stood up, gave a wave, and just continued to smile.
When you saw the playbook, was it a little overwhelming, or you're like, oh, I got this?
Not at all. You know, me just being the guy that I am, you know, everything comes easy to me. But at the same time, it also it's a challenge, you know, to actually just get better each and every day, because, you know, the guys around you are continually getting better also. So you just have to continue to go the extra mile and just continue to put the extra time in to study. So it wasn't too much.
How many hours a day are you spending there?
Every second that I get.
What's your take on Jarek McKinnon? How athletic is he?
He's very athletic, and you know, he can do some exciting things once the ball is in his hands. He had a great college career, playing both sides of the football. He's pretty athletic, and you know, coming out of the backfield catching the ball, he has great hands, soft hands, and even running the ball, he's great cuts. He stays low, so it's pretty exciting having him in the backfield.
Is it a little difficult to work with receivers you've never worked with before?
Not at all, because, you know, we have nothing but time on our hands right now, when, you know, we have time to get better and build chemistry. So it's not a challenge at all if you go the extra mile and continue to just put the time in and get better with those guys.
Are you hearing much from Zimmer right now, or is it mostly with Norv and Scott Turner and on the offensive side?
Right now, you know, I'm hearing from the entire coaching staff. And, you know, everyone, it's a family environment here. So, you know, every coach is, you know, accepting you with open arms and continue to just walk around. They'll speak to you, you know. Their doors are always open. So it's a great feeling knowing that, you know, it's a family environment that you're in.
A couple last ones for Teddy.
What's the hardest part about a Norv Turner offense for a quarterback?
You know, it's not really hard at all, you know, if you put the time in. And, you know, just learning from Coach Turner, you know, Scott and Norv, you know, It's a great feeling, because, you know, Norv, he's pretty established in the league. And Scott, his son, he's pretty established also, learning from his dad. So, you know, just being able to learn this offense, it hasn't been a challenge or anything at all. You know, if you just, you know, as I continue to say, just go and put the time in, go the extra mile, you know, because like I said, we're in the NFL now. It's your job. You have nothing to do but learn football. So that's been my mindset this far, and I'm going to continue to learn it.
Thanks.